And just to pick up where Rav Avadia now is going to talk about a very common situation, Bnei Minyan in Eretz Yisrael, Hayal Dati Shnimtza Im Ol Hayalim Behra Ahad. Wahayam Hailani Hidli Radio Lishmo Hidashota Shirim. And a Hayal Dati Huyav, let's say, Azov and Hayden, Kedelo Yane Misor Malach Chabot, Ela Yase. מהמס להסיח דעתו על ידי קריאה בספר הקודש, באופן שלא יענה בכל הניגה. Something that happens, obviously, pretty regularly, you have a secular a religious soldier, and the secular soldier is listening to music, so Hiddush, what the secular soldier is doing is Chilul Shabbat. You shouldn't benefit, but you don't need to make a scene. You don't need to leave. You just try to mind your own business. Tune them out. Right, because what's the Isur of listening to music? Again, it's Mashmiya Kol. It's not Shabbat stick. If it's electronics, even if they turned it on, there's a whole question if it's even deoraita. So certainly making a scene and calling balagan when you're on a base and everybody's high tension, and you know, you pick your battles. And
he's doing it for himself.
Right, he's doing it for himself. But if a Jew does malacha for himself, another Jew can't be. Yeah, they can't have benefit. What? Right, but I was saying, like, then don't be like
popping your head.
Yeah, you know. Ooh,
man. I like the song.
Yeah, not that there's any good music that's come out in the past 20 years, but that's besides. At least in America, Israel, they have creativity. Here, it's talent and art. Allah Bashalom, you know. Man. Okay, you want to do one more halakha? Okay, so we're on Yud. Aso lechaven shaman and shabam adam shabat ami pa'il et machshet televizia v'shabat nishmoach neshor yotze v'zeh mipnei sha'arichat tafni ba'urpan כרוכה בהרבה מנחות אסורו בשבת, ונעשור על ידי ישראלים אחרי שבת ברשות הרבים. So he says that you should not set up Erev Shabbat to watch television on Shabbat in order to hear the news or something like that. Right. Mashma, though, he's saying, what's implicit in that is you can listen during the rest of the week to news. That was a whole question. You know, whether or not you could listen to a secular network. That's the whole point of Haredi journalism, was to allegedly take the place of Chilni journalism. You know, so the whole question, of course, is, you know, has Haredi journalism gotten better? Has Chilni journalism gotten worse? Or both? He's saying that in Israel it's a special problem because there's a lot of malachot that go into producing television. And if it's Jews that are doing it on Shabbat, massive, massive, massive issue. Obviously, he would be talking about a live feed because, you know, if it's a recording, they're just playing the recording. But then that would be interesting. You know, what about watching a show with a Jew and you find out that that show was recorded on Shabbat? I don't think you have to dig that deep. האם עברו ועשו כן אסור להסתכל בטלוויזיון משום שהוא נהנה במלאכת שבת עשיר על ידי ישראל מחל השבת. And if you did it and you set it up, it's usher for you to watch it because you are actually benefiting from a malacha that a Jew worked on Shabbat.
That's because.
And in fact, it may be an issue in America anyway, because the disproportionate number of Jews that work in Hollywood, there's no way to assume that a Jew wasn't involved at some place in production, right? We're not talking about Rove here, right? If you have 99 non-Jews working the set and you got one Jew working the set, it's still a sore because you're still making that one Jew work on Shabbat.
So let me ask something. All these food companies that they produce food on Shabbat, how do we know there's no Jews there?
Yeah, yes and no.
Okay, so that, we're allowed to, we kind of have a sfeik sfeika. I don't know I'm using the logic of sfeik sfeika 100% correctly, so I apologize to anybody if, but essentially you have two sfeiko, essentially, right? First sfeik is, when was this food made? The second one is, who made it? So even if it was made on Shabbat, how do you know it was a Jew? You don't. And because you have sfeik sfeika and no way to check. Don't think you're going to somehow, you know, check the Julian gate and trace it back and figure out who was working that. No. Don't worry about it.
So that's the head there.
Yeah. Not to mention the fact that a lot of our food is made automatically anyway. It's all, you know, we're all eating Soylent Green by this point, you know? You know what that is, right? Soylent Green? Soylent Green, there was a movie where they were taking, you know, during one of those starvation periods or whatever it was, and, you know, the kicker was that they were taking people and put it and making people into food.
So, not always.
Yeah.
I said a shot one time that
it was one of those gotcha type films. Olav hafi harigam yamiahol. Call me Shiri Hashem Nogalet. Alibo yin hap nishtamesh betelevizia. Ah, bederech akrei. Ki yesh betelevizia. Tachniu. Share ma'arot, nigaim, ha'soro, pitzut, nora, v'gam zilzul, limnei Torah, v'hachnaset, hashkafot zarot, ruach Torateinu ha'kedusha. Yesh v'ze gam mishum, moshev leitzim, ovito Torah atzum. And he says, and even during the week, somebody who's Yerushalayim should stay away from television entirely, even occasionally, because you have it touches all kinds of forbidden topics. There's pritzut on there, and your mevatel Torah puts in treif ideas into your head, like definitely things that are against Torah. And then you're just like wasting your couch potato. So there's really not a whole lot of value in TV. Nonetheless, it seems like the Rabbanan lost the argument to a certain extent. Number one, because we moved away from TVs and are much more doing, you know, online content. And number two, because so many from Jews make online content, you know. So, but nonetheless, it is in the Seon. To keep away from secular stuff, you know, and all the kids. If you don't have it, the kids in school, it's a big sugya.
Right,
it's definitely a big sugya. Not to be resolved in the course of a halacha shiur. Of the etzim hachnasat televiya beit yesh isur gamur mekama ta'amin. And the act of bringing a television into your house is usher for a number of reasons. Don't bring an abomination into your house. And because don't dwell, don't allow a profane thing to dwell in your tent. נערכות על ידי גויים לצורך הגויים אסור לקבין השעון כדי להסתכל בטלוויזיה ולשבת. And he says, even in Chutz Aretz, you shouldn't set up the TV. to record things, even though it's for it's for non-Jews, by non-Jews, about non-Jews. Just stay away from it.